Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discali episode. It is May 2nd, 2025, just 2 minutes past 11 in the morning. It is a beautiful day here in Vancouver, BC. It is nice and sunny, hot weather with a little bit of shadows, a little bit of breeze. So you're not like, you know, dying just yet. Leave that for like July and August, but we're doing pretty good over here in Vancouver. Before I get into the show, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Welcome back to a new Discali episode. As of last week, we did... Who did we do? I remember we were doing... My God, I'm like forgetting my own shows. I think we did... We didn't do Rachel, we did... Aha, Ari Lennox. We did Ari Lennox with Age, Sex, Location. It's a really good album, very like R&B soul. And I was kind of talking about how her music or her sound is very, very similar to that of Solange Knowles. And so I decided today to not actually do Solange. I will get to her at one point, but I wanted to do a little bit something that leans to R&B, but is very, very, very experimental. So we are going to be doing Solange's sister. And I'm just going to leave it there for those who don't know who Solange's sister is just yet. But I mean, everyone knows Solange Knowles' sister. But yeah, that's basically what I have in store for you guys. I remember that since last week, I remember mentioning that I was going to go to the Ravina Aurora concert. When was it? 2 days ago? No. Yeah, 2 days ago, April 30th at the Commodore Ballroom. I have gone to that concert. It was very, very good. It was phenomenal. For those who aren't familiar with Ravina Aurora, she's basically an R&B and soul singer who merges Indian cultural sounds together and creates this beautifully majestic, magical, very like ethereal, spiritual music and sound. It's very like Zen. But still very vibey and groovy. And it ended up being a phenomenal concert. Shout out Ravina Aurora for setting up such a beautiful performance. And yeah, she spotted me and my partner in the crowd. It was very, very fun because, you know, she smiled, she waved. I unfortunately wasn't barrier at that concert at the Commodore. But she did end up getting very, very close. Which was really cool to get some artist interaction. And then I also met Bukola, who was her opener for the concert, and she ended up playing the song, which I can't remember the name. She ended up playing the song that she dedicates to a boy named Oliver, who I'm pretty sure like did her no good in her life. And she was just like, "Is anyone here named Oliver? Like, hopefully nobody here is named Oliver." And I was like all the way in the back, and I was like, me, my name's Oliver. But since I was pretty far away, she didn't end up hearing me, which I think might have been for a good reason, because later the song ended up being a little bit of a, like, a, oh, Oliver didn't do any good deeds. So I actually later met Bukola after the show. She was just in the crowd, and I approached her, and I was like, hey, by the way, like, my name's Oliver. Well, obviously, I was like, hi, nice to meet you. Your show was amazing. Your performance was phenomenal. But like, my name's Oliver. And then she laughed so hard. We had a really cool bonding moment. It was hilarious. And yeah, we took a photo together. I posted it on my story. She reposted it. It was so fun. It was so exciting. I love a little experience like that, especially with someone who like you may not know yet. I didn't really know Bukola's music before, and now I ended up loving it. She has a song called, I think, I'm Just a Hopeless Romantic or Hopeless Romantic. Really good bossa nova. Definitely recommend. And yeah, just check out her music. Her voice is phenomenal. She can hit those runs. But that's a little bit sidetracking, just giving a little bit of a relapse of what we've touched in the past with the Discali during these past couple weeks. But now on to today's show. If you're new to Discali, everyone, basically this is the show where we talk about all things music. We focus on one main artist, so a pretty well-known artist. We go through one of their main projects in their discography. We also talk about their discography. We talk about who they are, what they've done, their career. We also talk about their concerts. We talk about their vinyl record pressings for that project in specific, if it does have one. And then later on, that's about for like 2/3 of the show. And then the last third of the show, we talk about a lesser known artist, a more like underground emerging artist. Usually I like to keep them Canadian. And yeah, we get to know their discography. We get to know if any new projects that they've released, and we kind of go into it blind, so not hearing the music, and we kind of give our first impressions on it. So it's a really fun and exciting show to learn about new things and also still keep discovering, you know, new genres and new music that you may end up liking. But truly, I always say that Discolli is just my outlet to give my opinions on music, and hopefully someone, you know, tunes in. But yeah, that's basically what it is. It's a lot of fun. It's just kind of listening to music, coming back, listening to music, coming back, and getting into a couple of the cool little things behind those, you know, that discourse, and adding to the discourse. But yeah, without further ado, as I said, we are doing Solange Knowles' sister. For those who don't know, that is Miss Beyoncé Knowles Carter. And also, we have done Beyoncé before. Last time I did Beyoncé was actually my first show ever, back in December, December 1st, actually, 2023. I aired my first show doing Beyoncé's Renaissance album with Magi Merlin as the discovered artist. I have to first apologize because in my previous show when I did Magi Merlin, I called her Maggie Merlin, which I fear might be pretty common. But then I checked her Instagram and it says, like, it's like J and then pronounced like I as in like an I. So it's Magi Merlin. Hopefully I'm pronouncing it correctly now. I even asked my partner. I was like, how do you pronounce it? Like, I think it's Magi. But yeah, so I'm just going to go with Magi Merlin. Hopefully that is correct. But she will be our discovered artist for today. But without further ado, we're going to get into Beyoncé. If you guys are wanting to listen to my previous episode on Beyoncé, just check it out. It's the first ever, ever episode of Discolli, December 1st, 2023. Just scroll all the way down on CATR.ca and just search up Discolli. But Beyoncé Giselle Knowles, quick little overview, was born September 4th, 1981, which makes her 43 years old. She was born in Houston, Texas. She is a singer-songwriter, record producer, actress, and of course, main thing, if I'm being honest, she's a businesswoman. She has been doing music and, you know, in the music industry since the 1990s, like professionally. Obviously, she's been singing for a lot earlier than that. And she still does it today, and she's still the impact that we all know and love. She, you know, sings in genres such as R&B, soul, pop, dance, hip-hop, Afrobeats, and newly, and actually like a little bit in the past as well, but she very much just released her country album, Grammy-winning country album, by the way, Cowboy Carter. She is under the label Parkwood Entertainment under Columbia Records. Parkwood Entertainment is her and Jay-Z's record label, I think. I think it's mainly Jay-Z's, but I'm pretty sure she has like a good like share in it as well. But I could be wrong. It could be like a duo record label, but they do own Parkwood Entertainment. And let me just say that Beyoncé's discography is incredibly lengthy. I did not include Destiny's Child's discography within this list that I'm going to say because that's like a whole other separate all-girl group. But I will say I will acknowledge that that is also technically part of Beyoncé's discography. So I think those were like, I think they released like three albums together, maybe more. But with Beyoncé alone, she released her debut individual album, Dangerously in Love, in 2003. Then she released B-Day in 2006, I Am Sasha Fierce in 2008, 4 in 2011, Beyoncé in 2013, Lemonade in 2016, Renaissance on 2022, and Cowboy Carter just last year, 2024. If you take a cheeky guess, we are not doing Cowboy Carter. We are not doing Dangerously in Love. We are not doing I Am Sasha Fierce. We are doing the Lemonade album, the notorious Lemonade album, the Beyoncé album that got her on the top 100 albums ever by Apple Music. The Lemonade album is just known as this like genre bending, this monumental, thank you Adele for that quote, this monumental album that got Beyoncé more fame than she already had because of just like, you know, the actual artistic impact and the musical impact that it had. The Lemonade album got nominated for a lot of things, but actually did not get her album of the year. Beyonce only got album of the year until recently for her Cowboy Carter album, which I still hold my opinions on. I will not give any further explanation, but the Lemonade album was definitely for me personally, as Adele has even mentioned herself, that should have won album of the year back then. It was a very good album, very well written, but that will be the album that we do today. I don't want to talk for too long because I've noticed that we are already almost a fourth into the show. But yeah, Lemonade album released April 23rd, 2016. It is under the genres of pop, hip hop, art pop, and R&B. You guys will see art pop why. She's a little bit interesting, I'm not going to lie. But the producers are mainly Diplo and Mike Dean. For those who may not know just yet, Jay-Z is usually mainly Beyonce's producer recently. But the thing is that the Lemonade album is this breakup album, not breakup, but like cheating scandal album that was dedicated basically to Jay-Z because Jay-Z did unfortunately have some misconduct, some unloyalty towards Beyonce during this time. And Beyonce wrote an album about it, hence the Lemonade album. It also does, you know, explore the topic of the socialization between black love. So how there are stereotypes around black partners, whether that be queer black partners or even just heterosexual black love. And Beyonce really does touch on those topics really, really well. The singles off of this album are Formation, Hold Up, Sorry, Freedom, and All Night. The record pressing for this album, there's just one. She stuck by it, and it is this Lemonade Yellow vinyl pressing of this beautiful art cover of her like leaning on a car, I'm pretty sure, like a green cover. And it comes with this really heavy booklet of like photos from the photo shoot. I own it because like when I saw it in stores, I was like, I had to get it. But yeah, I'm not going to lie, with the single alone, Formation, that is like the album itself. Like, I love Formation. It's such a good song. I do have it lined up for you guys. But yeah, and then obviously this album wouldn't be the album if it didn't come with the Formation tour back in 2016. That was a tour that did, you know, very much impact everyone, where I'm pretty sure she had like a water floor where she ended up like dancing on. So it was like, you know, got all wet, which is really cool. But I will unfortunately say back then I was not in my concert grind just yet. I was just, you know, aware of these things happening, but not aware that, you know, concerts were a thing. But without further ado, we're going to get started with our first song of today. We are going to be doing the first song from the track list with, of course, you guessed it, Pray You Catch Me. You're listening to Discali on CITR 101.9 FM. And this is Beyonce with Pray You Catch Me.
So cavalier, but even that's a test. Constantly aware of it all, my lonely ear pressed against the walls of your world. Pray to catch you whispering, pray you catch me listening, pray to catch you whispering, pray you catch me. You're whispering, pray you catch me listening, pray you catch me. Nothing else ever seems to hurt like the smile on your face. When it's only in my memory, it don't hit me quite the same. It's a cause for concern, but I'm not at ease keeping my head to the curb. Pray to catch your whisper.
Welcome back. That was Pray You Catch Me by Beyonce off of the Lemonade album. Yes, that is right. I mean, what a way to start the album, immediately calling out the scandal. I mean, even the track title itself, Pray You Catch Me. Pray You Catch Me Whispering. Pray I Catch You Whispering. Pray You Catch Me Listening. Your unloyalty, your dishonesty. My God, Beyonce, she just laid it out. This is definitely one of like the less like heavy on the production side of the songs. It's not that crazy. There's definitely like, you know, more of just like a piano, some string instruments, her voice itself. It's very raw, which I think is very much what she was trying to do. She was trying to ground us. She was trying to tell us like, you know, what she's trying to convey, like the message that she's trying to say is like, you know what, like, this is what I'm going through. This is like, this is the deal. I don't want anything too crazy. I just want you to hear me out. And also, like, I want you to see my perspective on things, which I very much think she chose the right move when it comes to how she wanted the music to be created, as well as how we wanted to receive the music as audience members ourselves, in that being maybe Jay-Z, an audience member himself. So I don't know. But definitely a really good start to the album. Right after that, we have the song Hold Up, which I will be skipping just because I want to go to Don't Hurt Yourself featuring Jack White. Hold Up is that song that everyone knows and loves. Hold Up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. I can't really go that deep. But yeah, what a wicked way to treat a girl that loves you. She's also calling him out there. Oh, sorry. I wish I could play that song for you guys, but definitely... Maybe if you already know that song, maybe go back, listen to it. It's a banger. But if you also don't know that song, definitely check it out. It's called Hold Up by Beyonce. But without further ado, we're going to get into Don't Hurt Yourself featuring Jack White off of the Lemonade album.
Your Louis Nipple. DOXA, Western Canada's largest documentary film festival, returns to present the 24th edition from May 1st to the 11th. DOXA will screen a roster of timely and thought-provoking documentaries in theatrical venues across the city, bringing filmmakers and audiences together for an engaging cinema experience. The 2025 lineup showcases 39 features, 30 short and mid-length films, and industry events. Screenings will take place at the Vancouver Playhouse, the Cinematheque, VIF Centre, and SFU Goldcorp Centre for the Arts. Head to doxa.ca to grab your tickets and explore all that DOXA has to offer this May.
If you enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
All right, welcome back. That was Don't Hurt Yourself featuring Jack White by Miss Beyoncé. Oh, who's going to tell her that she devoured Jay-Z with that last line? You know I give you life. If you try this again, you gonna lose your wife. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's get into it a little bit. So yeah, as we know, there's a little bit of a scandal. For those who don't know, the drama between, as I mentioned in the morning before we really got into it, Solange Knowles, between Solange Knowles and Jay-Z at the Met Gala. Basically, Solange knew about what happened, and they were in an elevator together, and Solange just lost it. She, like, went at Jay-Z. There's actually a video of it online. Went at Jay-Z and just, like, went at him. Like, literally, like, I'm not going to describe it too much. But yeah, just like lost it at him, started like, you know, very much being like, why would you do that? Like, you know, which honestly, good for her. You defend your sister. But also at the same time, that created a lot of tension between Beyonce and Jay-Z, as well as Solange and Jay-Z. Too much drama, to say the least. But yeah, I mean, Beyonce released a whole album for it. Solange just kind of showed, put Jay-Z in her place, in his place. But like, it is what it is. We have different ways to handle our stuff. But anyway, then there's the song called Sorry. That one's also fun. I will not be playing with that one, unfortunately. I will be moving on to Daddy Lessons. So right after Sorry and right after 6 Inch featuring The Weeknd, because The Weeknd's actually on this album, for those who didn't know. 6 Inch Eels. Yeah, it's a good song. You should definitely listen to it. That one's a little bit more like dark art pop, I would probably say. Not too much art pop, but a little bit more like dark, like very The Weeknd vibe, if that makes sense. And then Daddy Lessons is actually the first time I've ever heard Beyonce do like a very much country leaning song. I'm gonna get started with it right now just because it is a 5-minute song, so it's definitely on like the lengthier side. But Daddy Lessons is that song. I'm pretty sure she's playing it right now on her Cowboy Carter tour, like the Rodeo Chillin' tour. Because it very much just fits the vibe. So without further ado, this is Daddy Lessons by Beyonce off the Lemonade album.
Yeah. you with this tea. And we rode motorcycles, blackjack, classic vinyl. Tough girl is what I had to be. He said, take care of your mother, watch out for your sister. And all that when he gave to me, with his gun in his head held high, he told me not to cry. Oh, my daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot. With his right hand on his rifle, he swore it on the Bible. My daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot. He held me in his arms and he taught me to be strong. He told me when he's gone, here's what to do. Second Amendment. Ooh. He always played it cool, but daddy was no fool. And right before he died, he said, remember. He said, take care of your mother, watch out for your sister. That's when daddy looked at me with his gun, with his head held high. He told me not to cry. Oh, my daddy said, oh, my daddy said shoot. With his right hand on his rifle, he swore it on the Bible. My daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot. Cause he held me in his arms and he taught me to be strong. And he told me when he's gone, here's what to do. When trouble comes to town and men like me come around, my daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot.
Right, and her daddy said shoot. Good, what a good little, oh, that's adorable. Good job, B. I'm pretty sure that was Blue Ivy, not just yet Rumi, or it might have been Rumi, but I'm pretty sure it was Blue Ivy. But her daddy said shoot, and what else? Yeah, what a good song. It's very much like, it's got that country feel to it, definitely, like, I would probably say like country pop ish country pop R&B. But a fun little song, a fun little taste of, I guess, like, her roots as well, Houston, Texas, and kind of, like, you know, setting back and seeing, like, what her dad taught her throughout her life. Definitely a fun little song, a nice little, like, I want to say, like, genre breather from, like, what we're seeing throughout the album. But I will say the album itself is, like, genre bending. It very much ignores and cuts the boundaries of what one genre can have on, like, one album. But yeah, moving down the track list, we have Love Drought, and then we have Sandcastles. Love Drought is a fun song. Sandcastles is more of like a raw vocal song, very much not that much production. Then we have Forward featuring James Blake, and the next song that I will be playing, Freedom. This is probably the most politically important song off of this entire album. As we know, it was used during Kamala Harris's campaign. She was given permission by Beyonce. And yeah, I mean, let's just take a listen. It is featuring Kendrick Lamar once again. And this is Freedom by Beyonce off of her Lemonade album.
I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqueducts. Fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me. Honestly, guiding me, I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, code on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever reads.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose, yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? 'Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite. Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
All right, welcome back. Apologies, I just played the ads backwards, like first the show promo and then the ad. But yeah, definitely check out Dunkin' Donuts and definitely check out Sister Sage. Both really cool. Yeah. That was Freedom featuring Kendrick Lamar from Beyonce's Lemonade album. Pretty impactful song. Unfortunately, I did have to cut off like the little part at the end just because we are a little bit tight on time. I want to finish Beyonce wrap up and move on to Magi Merlin. But I have one more song for you guys that I'm going to quickly play, which is the iconically known, the most famous off the album, my favorite off the album, if I'm being honest, just because of how amazing it is. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, they, them, and all those people out there, we have Formation by Beyonce.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro.
Sauce in my bag, swag.
I see it, I want it, want it. Stuck yellow, want it, want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it, want it. I twirl on, I move. Ate a albino, alligator. Vino, casino, sipping Cuervo and OJ. I'm gonna go hard,
I go hard,
I go hard,
I go hard.
Yeah, what's mine?
Hey, what's mine?
I'm a star,
I'm a star.
Cause I slay, I slay,
hey. I slay, I slay, I slay, I
ladies, now let's get information. I slay. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious, best revenge is your paper.
Welcome back. That was Formation by Beyonce, the last, well, technically second to last, just because there's like the Sorry original demo, but one of the final tracks off of the Lemonade album, probably the hardest song on the album. It is so good. It is just, it makes you want to dance, and I'm not going to lie, seeing this live in concert is an experience that I think everyone and their mom should experience at some point in their life. But that was the Lemonade album. That was Beyonce, guys. Thank you so much for joining me with the Artist of the Week. We are now moving on to our Discovered Artist of the Week. Well, not discovered because we've done them before. This is Magi Merlin. She is a Montreal-based singer, dabbles in R&B and soul, and recently released their most recent EP, I would say. Yeah, most recent EP, most recent project, A Weird Little Dog, on April 4th of this year, literally a couple weeks ago, almost a month ago. And we're going to take a listen to it. I haven't taken a listen to it just yet, but if I remember correctly from Magi last time, they're pretty experimental. They're not really like very like R&B, like typical R&B soul focused. So I'm excited to see what we have in store with them. Without further ado, this is their first song called Snow Fight, but it's spelled S-N-O-F-H-Y-T. This is Magi Merlin. That was Snow Fight by Magi Merlin. Definitely an interesting song. Good little introduction. Very experimental for sure. I do want to take a look to the lyrics and see what we can decipher from the song. Walking out on my taste, hunt, raid, all that stay, taste. On my way, way to crawl out of my cage. Something else I leave cleaner, all dressed, black tie. Oh, my taste, taste. As it's so, so it foregoes far away taste. From what I'm understanding, this is the perspective of maybe the dog, possibly. I mean, the Weird Little Dog is the name of the EP, or A Weird Little Dog. And there's like the EP cover is very much like a drawing of like a specimen of a dog. It's very interesting. I'm guessing they might have drawn it, I think. It's a very cool image, I will say, very talented. But an interesting song. Runaway taste. Why taste? I'm guessing it's probably hungry. I'm probably a little bit interested in hearing what there's left. This next song is called Booty. and then we'll move on to the next song called Lick. You're listening to Discolli. Maggie Merlin. Nope, not Maggie Merlin. Magi Merlin. Going into Lick right now. We're going to get into it straight away. But very much an interesting song. This is Lick by Magi Merlin.
Life can taste awful. I stay home for me.
Welcome back, everyone. That is coming to the end of Lick by Magi Merlin. I do want to announce that up next we have at noon, Dave Ray presents a new episode of The Eclectic Lunch, so definitely stick around for that show in about 4 minutes. But guys, thank you so much for joining me today. I have one more song for you guys, and it is called See I Get It, still by Magi Merlin off of her or their A Weird Little Dog EP. Definitely check it out. It is very interesting. I'm still trying to understand what my thoughts are and what I'm listening to. But that is art. That is, I need to take definitely a couple more listens to it and maybe check out what they have to say on their Instagram, because I'm pretty sure they did post some like descriptions of what each song means. But guys, thank you so much for joining me for Discali. I'll see you guys next week. And here is See I Get It by Magi Merlin.
See, I get it. I wanna get high again. I wanna get high till your crash to part. Just to